Good evening. This is Parsha, Parsha's Hachrimos. So at the end of the Parsha, the Torah discusses the Arayos, the forbidden unions, forbidden relationships. And in Parak Yud Ches, Pasuk Tazayin, the Torah tells us, Arvas Eishes Hachicha Lo Segalei, Arvas Eichicha Hi. One is not permitted to be with his brother's wife. But we know that there's a mitzvah of Yibum, that if a husband dies, his wife has to be with her husband's brother. So it would seem that these two mitzvahs contradict one another. On one hand, we have a prohibition that one is not allowed to be with his brother's wife. On the other hand, there's a mitzvah when his brother dies, but that he has to be with his brother's wife. So the Torah Gemara quotes from Yerushalmi in the Durham, Perakim Alacha Beis, that the Brisa says, Zervas Eishes Achicha V'Yivavamo Yivo Alaha B'Dibra Echa Nemru. These two mitzvahs, this Isser of being with a brother's wife, together with the mitzvah of Yibum, to be with a brother's wife after the brother dies, these two things were said at the same time. Hashem said at the same time. And the Brisa there quotes other examples where we have these seemingly contradictions between two statements of the Torah, such as is Israel low civil shatnez, one's not allowed to wear fabrics that have wool and linen mixed together. And according to the Braisa, low civil shatnez, that Israel was said together with the mitzvah of tzitzis gedilim tasalacha. In other words, when you have tzitzis, you can have wool tzitzis, woolen strings together with a linen garment, so then you would have a problem with shadnez. And the point is that in the certain circumstances, one is supposed to wear tzitzis, even on a linen garment. Or another example, mechalah mos yimas in uviyama shabbos shnei chavasim, that there's generally a prohibition to violate Shabbos, that one's not allowed to profane the Shabbos by doing malach on Shabbos. At the same time, there's a mitzvah of bringing karbanos on Shabbos. So we're going to kill an animal on Shabbos in the context of a karban, and that's permitted. Another example, which Tarshman has mentioned, is that it says in general that there's a prohibition, lo sisob nachalas b'nei som matela matelacher, that the one should not, in the context of in the inheritance, in context of Yerusha, we should not allow the Yerusha to move from one Sheva to another. At the same time, the Pasuk says, V'chol bas reshes nachala, that the daughter would be able to inherit father's land. In that context, it would seem that it's a contradiction, because if a daughter's going to inherit her father's land, then she'll marry someone from another Shevet, so then the nachala is going to move to another Shevet. So, again, these two things would seem to be contradiction. And the Torah explains that really all these examples are examples where there's contradiction, and that's the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at the same time these two things, which are similarly contradictions, in order to teach us that there's an exception here. But the Torah asks, basically this is a concept of a contradiction between an asay and a los asay. So we have the principle of asay, docha los asay. The asay, the positive commitment, pushes off the negative commitment, the lo sase. But the Torah Pima asks that the Gemara Nivamas learns this concept of asay docha lo sase from the mitzvah of Yibum. As we explained, that the mitzvah of Yibum seems to contradict the Isser of Ishus Achicha. So the Torah is teaching us this concept of asay docha lo sase, that really the asay pushes off the lo sase. That's the way the Gemara learns. So the Torah Pima asks, but wait a second, how could you learn a broad concept of asay docha lo sase from this example of Yibum, if according to this brisa from the Rishonim Nedarim, it would seem that there's an exception, that this is a special situation, this is a special example, because these two things, this asay and the lo sase, were said b'dibur echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at the same time, in order to teach you, specifically over here, that the asay overrides and is an exception to the lo sase. But that doesn't teach you, that shouldn't teach in general, that the asay is docha lo sase. So the Torah will suggest at the end, unless we'll say that the idea is that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it B'dibur Echad, the reason why he had to say B'dibur Echad is because the Aseh really is Docha Lelos Aseh. And that's exactly the point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying it together. So he says he doesn't want to say more than that. But I want to point out in terms of this, the relationship between the concept of the din of Aseh Docha Lelos Aseh together with this idea of B'dibur Echad Nemru, that the Aseh and Lelos Aseh were said at the same time. So we find in the Halichas Olam, one of the early Sefer HaKalim, when he speaks about the din of Aseh Docha Lelos Aseh, so he quotes that there's a question that people ask. People ask, in general, how could it be that Aseh HaKal is Docha Lelos Aseh HaChomer? In other words, in general, we say that the Aseh is more Kal, more lenient than Lelos Aseh. Lelos Aseh, a negative prohibition, a negative commitment, would seem, in general, is considered to be more severe than a positive commitment. So how could it be that the positive commitment pushes up to a negative commitment? So he explains that really, what's the concept? The concept is that the assay is really a tnai in Lelos Aseh. It's a condition. As if to say that the Lelos Aseh itself has a built-in exception. That it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying you shouldn't do such and such a thing unless it's in the context of an assay. And he quotes the example, as we mentioned from the Brisa before, that these two seemingly contradictory things, on one hand, the prohibition to violate Shabbos, on the other hand, the mitzvah to bring Karbanos on Shabbos, seems to be contradicting each other, and yet we say that they were said at the same time. So he says that's exactly what we're saying, that really it's a tenai, that there's a condition in the Isra of Mechala Moshimas, that there's a condition, but in the context of the Aseh, the Yom HaShabbos Nechavasim, we can bring the Karbanos, even on Shabbos. So according to Halichas Olam, we would see that really every case of an Aseh and a Los Aseh are considered to be like these examples that we said in the Braisa of B'dibur Echad Nemru. That really, the idea is one and the same, that the Aseh is really a Tanai, is a condition of the Los Aseh in a way of saying that the prohibition is only true, is generally true, except in the context of the Aseh. So getting back to what the Torah Tumah says, the Torah Tumah suggested that perhaps the idea is that specifically because Aseh Docha Lelos Aseh, that's why it had to say B'dibur Echad Nemru. So to take that step further, we can add that if you look at the Braisa, as we mentioned before, there are four examples where we find that things were said B'dibur Echad Nemru. In truth, there's actually two more. We say the famous example that we know from the Chadodi, that Zachar Shamra Dibur Echad Nemru, as well as Shav and Shaker, where we have these discrepancies in the Luchos Rishonos, Luchos Shnios, the way the Aser Shnibers are recorded in Parshas Yisro, and the way it's recorded in Parshas Vaeschanan. So there seems to be some change in the language. One it says Zachar, and the other one it says Shamar, and one it says Shav, and the other one it says Sheker. So the same Brisa says that these things were said B'dibur Echad. But those are examples where it's not an issue of a contradiction between two things. It's just that it seems to be two different variations on what was said at Har Sinai. So that seems to be it's not really a contradiction, but it just seems to be a problem. That what we can't get the record straight. What exactly did Hashem say? And therefore, the answer is no. Both were said at the same time. In fact, Hashem really said both. So we're going to put aside those two examples. But in terms of there are other examples in the Braisa. So the Braisa gave four examples where there seems to be a contradiction between an aseh and a los aseh. So in fact, why does the Braisa have to give four examples if we're saying that really the concept of Aseh plus Aseh, let's say, is taught here? So that's true in general. Well, once we know that it's true, so it should always be true. Why do I need four different examples that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say four different things at the same time to teach me this notion of ase de'ochlo sase. So I saw in the Shiara Karban to the Yerushalmi in Shavuos, where the Yerushalmi in Shavuos is a parallel Yerushalmi to the one in the Darim, the Yerushalmi quotes the same Brisa with the same examples of the same four examples of the contradictory assays and the los assays. So the positive commandments seem to contradict the negative commandments. And the four examples, it says, B'dibra achon nemru. So the Shiara Karban points out, he quotes the Halicha Zolom that we mentioned earlier, and he explains that according to what the Halicha Zolom is saying, that really every assay, delcha los assay, is really the assay is a tenai, is a condition of the los assay. It's a built-in exception to the prohibition, that the prohibition does not apply in the context of an assay. So he says we can understand why in the Braisa there's four examples, because he says that first we want to learn if these are the basic sources, let's say, of assay delcha los assay b'kol tarkula. So perhaps we need to have four different examples to teach me this idea, because there are four different types of Yisurim. As he explains, the Aseh D'Ochel Osas, that first of all teaches me Aseh D'Ochel Osas in a case of Alos Aseh Sheish Ba Misa Bezdin. In other words, Shabbos, Mechalel Mos Shimas is an Isra Skila. If one violates Shabbos, B'mezid, so he's Chayiv Skila, Bezdin will kill him. So that's an Alos Aseh Sheish Ba Misa Bezdin. And we also have an example in the Braisa where we're dealing with Alos Aseh Sheish Ba Kares, like in the case of Arias, in the case of Eishes Ach, being together with one's brother's wife, so that's Isra Arias. And then we also have an example of Alos Aseh Alos Aseh, which is just Malkus. That's the Alos Aseh of Shatnez. You're not allowed to wear Shatnez, that's an Isra Malkus. And even we have an example, as he explains, there's even an example of the Isra of Losiso of Nachala, that the Nachala is not supposed to move from one Sheva to another, which itself was only an Isra that was really relevant at that time. And even so, that's, again, according to Halicha Zolom, that's also another example where the Aseh was a Tnai in the Los Aseh. So that, according to the Shiara Karban, the point is that we need these four different examples because it's speaking to four different types of scenarios, four different types of los assays, if you will, where the concept of assay de los assay applies to all four cases, because in all four cases, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said them at the same time. So in other words, we can add to what the Torah Terim is saying, that really, perhaps, as this Bryce is quoting, really these examples are the sources for the concept of Sedech Los Aseh, but instead of just learning it from one example, the Bryce has four different instances. According to the Bryce, there are four different examples where our Kadosh Baruch Hu said Aseh and Los Aseh at the same time to teach me that in four different types of Los Aseh, we apply this principle of Sedech Los Aseh, that in each type of los assay, the same concept applies, according to the Halicha Zolom, that the los assay has a built-in exception, that the prohibition does not apply in the context of an assay. Thank you very much.